Time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
You got it, girl. All right, it's time to spill the tea. And we are starting with a confrontation that just went down in New York City. Okay, so this woman, her name is Zoe Stuckless. She ran into Harvey Weinstein at a music event. So Weinstein was seen laughing, clapping, drinking, flirting. Everyone was kind of like, oh my God, there he is. But not really saying anything. So this woman took it upon herself.
No, nobody's gonna say anything. Nobody's really gonna say anything. I'll get out of here. That's fine. I am happy to leave, but nobody's gonna say anything. I'm gonna stand 4 feet from a f-ing rapist, and nobody's gonna say anything. I'll go.
Whoa.
Insane,
no
right?
Kidding.
But I mean, I like because everyone was just, it was the elephant in the room, and that elephant being Harvey Weinstein, everyone's, you know, he's carrying on, just whatever, having fun, laughing, and she's like, hello, there's a monster in our midst. So what do you think about that? Was that the right thing to do or no?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely like, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't be like, hey, Harvey, what are you doing here? Yeah. I wouldn't be like, I'll chummy with him. But
no.
I mean, obviously, though, like she felt compelled to go off on him. I don't know.
Yeah, and they actually escorted her out. The
I'm
security
surprised people
staff
like,
did.
Like have him there, though. Because if you're saying it's an event, you can't stop somebody from like, hey, you can eat at whatever restaurant you want. But you like, why would you invite him to your event?
Yeah, bad luck,
I don't get
right?
That.
I'm
yeah.
Shocked too. People weren't like, boo.
Like, hey, Joe, do you know Harvey's available to come to our radio station event? I'm like,
we're
that's good. We'll pass.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Moving on down the street, Harvey. Moving on to T-Pain. Get this. He is very transparent, very real, saying that his advisors told him to lie about reasons for canceling shows, say he was sick, yada, yada. But the real reason was because low ticket sales.
Let me tell you, I was advised to lie about this and say that I needed some time. You know, I needed time to spend with my family or some medical attention or something like that. I know, and most artists lie. Whenever concerts get canceled or tours get canceled, it's for low ticket sales. It ain't really about, you know, whatever reason they say. And I think that's wrong. So I just want to take it upon myself to say, this is my decision to do this.
I like T-Pain being so transparent. I've been seeing him in interviews a lot. And that dude lost, like, almost all of his money. He made millions. And he blew it and mismanaged it. And I just like how transparent and real he is. And I think I'd see T-Pain in concert. I think it'd be a fun show.
Yeah. And I like it is the truth because there's always like someone has a mysterious illness or they're exhausted. Now we're like, is that really the case? Or are they just not selling tickets?
I'm so exhausted. I haven't had a show in years, but I'm exhausted.
I also feel like sometimes the venue's too big. Like they have big dreams and then it's like, oh man, they could have filled a cool little
I'd rather
venue.
Sell out a small place and have a second show
100.
Than have crickets.
Yeah, exactly. Kanye sells out those big shows all the time. Kanye West talking about, yes, he was addicted to porn.
When I was younger and I wanted to see something like that, I had to, you know, pay someone that was older to go to 7-Eleven and buy it. Now I got friends that have kids that are in just out of grammar school and high school that it's completely available.
It is. It is the freest thing in the world and there's an abundant amount of it.
And I think a lot of people become addicted to it because it is so accessible.
Oh, I would say it's very addicting. It's like it's a reality. It's not realistic.
Yeah.
Like if you get addicted, you're like, oh, this is like, it just draws you in. Like, I'm not going to act like I've never looked at porn before. But so I can see where Kanye's coming from.
And the hard thing is like Pamela Anderson was saying that it's hard because some men in particular and women will have like a beautiful woman laying waiting for them, but they'd rather just watch that stuff because it's
which
fantasy.
Is insane, but it's true.
But they have a live body they could be with, but instead they want to watch what they want to watch.
Oh, you're naked? Thanks. I'll pass.
Exactly.
I'm good.
And lastly here, guess who's changing his name? None other than Diddy. It's going from Sean John Combs to Sean Love Combs.
Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? I have some very serious, serious news. It could come off as corny to some people. Like, yo, I decided to change my name again. So my new name is Love, a.k.a. Brother Love.
Ooh, so McKenzie loves signing off.
Please.
With the tea.
Okay, all right. McKenzie with the tea.
Here call on, me Love.
Sorry, McKenzie Love with the tea here on Joe and McKenzie Love. Live the Web Girl. Do I have to put a love in your name? Are you good?
You can if you want to.
It is kind of sweet.
Live the Love Girl. What's coming up with your sports minute?
I'm giving you a preview of the World Series game tonight. The NBA is back, and a preview of our favorite football teams.
Okay, that's all coming up in less than 10 minutes here on Joe and Mackenzie Love on Radio Now.